Lufthansa's onboard hospitality begins with a smile at the door. Throughout the flight, the crew ensures that every passenger feels at home. You may feel disconnected from the world below while you're cruising at an altitude of 30,000 feet, but onboard Lufthansa, you're far from isolated. Thanks to Flynet's internet access, your time in the air will fly by. Meanwhile, you can discover your destination before you even touch down via the Lufthansa travel guide and stay ahead of the news with more than 250 free e-journals, including the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung and the New York Times, which can be downloaded to your smartphone, tablet or laptop before takeoff to read on the go. There has never been more freedom in flying.
Being out in the world matters. This program is an enticement to travel, to explore, not just for sunshine or museums, but to head off the well-worn route, to go left when everyone else is going right. It's then that we really see where we are, that conversations begin, and that we get to feel like a local, even if we've only been on the ground for a few hours. Being out there also matters because in a digital default world, we can be seduced into thinking that a flurry of emails or a conference call can take the place of a fun business dinner, a journalist on the ground, or time with a great friend. And it can't. In the digital landscape, the expected happens. In the feet-on-the-ground, face-to-face world, intriguing and unexpected things happen. And it's only then that you hear about the restaurant you really should have on your itinerary, find the company you should invest in, and the house that's surely destined to be yours. This is the world where your life can change, and we want to be a part of it. So please, dive right in. This is the Monocle 100 in association with Lufthansa, where over the next few months we'll be presenting you with 100 ways to get the best out of your travel. Today we're enjoying life in the slow lane, and we've come up with a few things to think about before you touch down at your final destination.
Look out of the window. The window seat and the view it offers is one of the great pleasures of flying. It's a thrill to watch the world shrink while taking off and come into focus again upon descent. No matter how high the next tallest skyscraper is, no deck will provide the same sights as the window at 30,000 feet. So when your plane climbs through the clouds, don't always rush to pull down the blind. Instead, look over your shoulder at the world sliding by. You might spot a farmstead in the Swiss Alps, mountains in Iran, or ships moving languorously down the Bosphorus Strait. Then remember that 100 years ago, almost nobody had seen the world from this vantage point. Reconnect with what is an extraordinary thing, flight, and allow yourself to have big thoughts about this amazing planet that we get to call home.
Get lost. We live in a time when it's never been easier to get our bearings. We can find our way anywhere so long as we have battery power on our phones and at least a bar of signal. Arriving in a city for the first time was once a thrilling journey of discovery. Armed with a folded map from the hotel concierge, we would find our bearings by noting our surroundings and taking in key landmarks, memorable street names, and architectural details that leave a trail like Hansel and Gretel's shining pebbles. Inevitably, we would take a wrong turn, but any brief panic would soon be overcome by the serendipity of stumbling upon a snapshot of urban life outside the coordinates. In this way, we find some of our favorite city spots. For all the convenience of GPS, we spend too long looking down when we should be looking up. So put your phone back in your pocket and embrace getting lost. It can be the fastest way to find the personality of a place.
Travel at the wrong time of year. Take advantage of spring in one of Europe's greenest landscapes, South Tyrol. The northern Italian province is a quick train ride from Innsbruck Airport, and capital city Bolzano is as postcard perfect as its dramatic alpine backdrop. If taking to the Dolomites for a spot of skiing isn't your thing, then spring is an excellent time to wander through the city for some high-quality retail therapy, or to head northwest to the equally good-looking Murano, where we recommend a meal at Trautmannsdorf before a picturesque wander back into town.
The guidebooks may advise against the hot summers in Buenos Aires, but those who abide by this will be missing out. Much of the population will have flocked to the coast, and so the city is yours. Cycle the parks, take in the brutalist architecture, and enjoy the city's love of cool gelato at local spots like Huahua and Rapa Nui. And don't forget to sample the nightlife. Buenos Aires is a late-night city with music, nightclubs, and pool parties until the early hours.
While many tourists will head to Lake Bled in the height of summer, we recommend an autumn trip to Ljubljana. Make like the locals and enjoy a walk through Tivoli Park, with the low light filtered through golden leaves, and take in a little bit of nature within the city centre. Autumn also brings the harvest, and there are plenty of farmers' markets and fresh local produce to keep your stomach happy too.
Instead of escaping for some winter sun, head north and brave the chilly temperatures in Copenhagen. Wander around cinnamon-scented streets while shopping for beautifully designed Christmas gifts in Stilleben for prints and ceramics and Illums Boligus for the best in new and classic Danish design. Then cozy up in the many restaurants within the meatpacking district after dark to sample the best of Denmark's world-famous cuisine.
Take a camera. In a time when so many inches of the world have been snapped, filtered, and put on social media, it's hard to separate the real memories from the idyllic shots used to make friends back home green with envy. When you get back with upwards of 1,000 images on your phone, do you ever really look at them again? Having an analog camera allows you to snap and go, and stop poring over the image you've just taken before taking 20 more of the same thing. Plus, you have a limit, so you only take a photo of the things you want to remember. Take a camera with a roll or two of film and savour the experience. Happy snapping!
You've been listening to the Monocle 100 in association with Lufthansa. Be sure to pick up the forecast, which contains all 100 items on our list in full and is available on all good newsstands now. Over this series, we'll be exploring the opportunities, destinations and experiences that travelling with Lufthansa provides. And we invite you to join us on this countdown to your next journey. Gute Reise!
Lufthansa's onboard hospitality begins with a smile at the door. Throughout the flight, the crew ensures that every passenger feels at home. You may feel disconnected from the world below while you're cruising at an altitude of 30,000 feet, but onboard Lufthansa, you're far from isolated. Thanks to Flynet's internet access, your time in the air will fly by. Meanwhile, you can discover your destination before you even touch down via the Lufthansa Travel Guide. And stay ahead of the news with more than 250 free e-journals, including the Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung and the New York Times, which can be downloaded to your smartphone, tablet, or laptop before takeoff to read on the go. There has never been more freedom in flying.